Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China stands for peaceful settlement of disputes and opposes interference in other countries' internal affairs. He made the remarks at a video meeting of the Conference on Interaction and Confidence-Building Measures in Asia.
In the face of traditional and non-traditional challenges, no one can be immune from them. We should all cooperate with our neighbors and build friendship and partnership with them. We oppose the willful use of force and power interference. We stand for bringing into full play the unique wisdom of the Asian people and seeking a sustainable political solution through dialogue on an equal footing.
Wang says members need to work together to fight against COVID-19 and to oppose politicizing the pandemic and stigmatizing specific countries. He says China is willing to work with other Asian countries to forge a new type of international relations and share opportunities with them to achieve common development. China's permanent representative of the UN expressed opposition to the U.S. accusations against China over the handling of COVID-19. Zheng Jun made the remarks after the U.S. permanent representative demanded that China be held accountable for the spread of the novel coronavirus. He says the U.S. has been abusing the platform of the UN and the Security Council to spread political virus and disinformation and to create confrontation. The diplomat says such practices cannot defeat the virus, but will only continue to disrupt the joint efforts of the world to fight against the pandemic. China's aircraft carriers have completed training and sea trials, Defense Ministry spokesperson Tan Kefei explains.
The aircraft carriers Liaoning and Shandong have respectively completed their routine training and sea trials, which aim to test the performance of the weapons and equipment, as well as the competence of the troops, so as to hone their capabilities to fulfill missions and tasks.
The Chinese People's Liberation Army carried out military exercises near the Taiwan Strait last Friday and Saturday amid the recent tensions that resulted from interactions between U.S. officials and Taiwan authorities. Tan says the military exercises show China's determination in defending its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Beijing's largest wholesale market is stepping up preparations to ensure that supply can meet demand for the upcoming National Day holiday. Tong Wei is the spokesman for Xinfa Di Wholesale Market, and he says the supply of agricultural products has gradually recovered.
Recently, the supply of goods is 23,000 to 24,000 tons per day, with the products coming into the market in succession. We expect the supply will exceed 30,000 tons per day. The prices will fall as goods become more plentiful.
The market was closed in mid-June due to a COVID-19 outbreak. After thorough disinfection and evaluation, it was fully reopened on September the 6th. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says a green industrial revolution is the way to fix the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic.
We've got a very, very ambitious agenda in which we want to embrace a range of new technologies in order to deliver on our carbon commitments. And of course, we'll be the first major country to pledge to get to a net zero by 2050. We want to deliver on our carbon commitments. But we also want to generate hundreds of thousands of new jobs, because we're going to have to do that.
He says carbon emissions in the country were down 8 to 10% because of the economic shock of the pandemic.